is this a step up from what you guys had before that break, the rookie mini camp? Is that a step
Yes, yes. Training camp was a big stepping stone just because the vets were there in mini camp, and now we're getting a lot more reps, and so you just got to be mentally ready.
Talk about your roommate a little bit, Steven.
Oh, Marcus? Oh, he's a good guy, man. He's a really cool guy, chill guy, and we help each other out whenever we can.
Like how?
Like help? How we help?
Yeah.
I mean, just going over the playbook or anything whenever we have questions off the field, you know, we might go just go to each other. You know, since we're right next door, just talk to each other.
Is it all football?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I mean, for other than that, you know, we talk about other things, you know, humanly.
Does it inspire you to have Eric Berry here after what he's been through?
Yes, that's a big inspiration. You know, I heard about the stories and whatnot, and he grew up in my home state in Georgia, so I used to actually go to his high school games. So, you know, being on the same field with him, you know, it's a big inspiration for me. Me and Peters?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, do you kind of get the sense that both of you guys are pretty confident in your football abilities? Is that something that kind of stood out to you about Peters immediately?
Yeah. He's a really confident player. You know, I think you got to have that plan, you know, with the position that we play, because, you know, if you don't, then you're susceptible to getting beat.
If you've done a little more cross-training at nickel back than he has. I mean, how does your preparation differ from his, because you got the two-way goal on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, you're doing outside stuff too.
Right.
What's preparating like? What's it like to prepare before practice for you specifically?
Just waking up in the morning, just going through both positions in your mind, mentally getting ready. You know, putting yourself in situations, you know, in your mind before you even step on the field, and I think that helps me get ready for it.
Physically, what's been your biggest leap since, you know, your last game in college from now?
I got way more in shape. I lost a lot of weight. I feel physically fit and able to run around and, you know, do what I need to do.
What's it like to have this as a job now? You can, instead of school and stuff like that, you can focus straight on football and nothing else.
That's the best part. You know, I was thinking like that when I was in college. I was like, man, I can't wait, you know, because that's all you get to do. And that's the best part about it.
Are you able to retain as much as you thought you would after rookie minicamp and regular minicamp?
Yes, I thought I was going to be able to. When I went home, I actually was, you know, doing a lot of studying on my own, and coming back, it was just a thing of the past.
What did you do between the end of the mandatory camp and now to prepare for kind of this heat and also physical toll you knew were taking on your body?
Right, so I was back home in Georgia, and it's a lot hotter than this, and I was training outside, and it got me ready. I trained back home in my hometown with a guy named Mark Taylor. He's a local guy, but, you know, pulling tires, you know, tractor trailer tires, you know, hammers, all kind of stuff. So,
where are you from?
Georgia.
No, but hometown?
Owana Robins, Georgia. Yeah.
Are you a Royals fan yet?
Not yet. I haven't been to a game yet, but hopefully I will be. Can't say I'm a fan unless I go to a game, so.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.